Blog Talk Radio.
You can call in tonight and speak to us at 773-897-6489. Tonight we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to talk about what's going on in the city near you. We will spotlight Savannah, Georgia. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We will be highlighting some music. And we'll be telling you about the things that's coming up on this show and other shows later. So welcome to Savannah, Georgia.
With a wet paint, some shit on Berettas and the chrome on the table when I'm chopping in the trap. Country's head, hey, some oil, you're so something spray, same shape as Florida. Looking for me, boy, you find me. Now the door, the kind of smile, see the cow dog in the joke. Yeah, where they used to call us some mamas, now they dock in the grammar. Watch your mouth, let you out for some manna. Bunch of hustlers, one on every corner, like the Whopper House in Atlanta. R.I.P. camouflage, out in Savannah. Now you might come for vacation, leave on probation. Home in a strip club, known for the thick gloves. With a trick, put tips in the dip girl. Put a thick chick in a thong with a big butt. Wanna get love, won't be seen. Don't wanna like these streets. Make a chick take it off like freak me dying. When you see them Confederate flags, you know what it is. Your folks be Cotton Hill, that's why we call it the field. I got a Chevrolet on 26 cents. I'm from GA.
Welcome to Spotlight in the City, and And I'm again, I'm your host, Miss Kimberly Kim Fluellen. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter. You can also find me. You can hook up with me on Facebook under Kimberly Fluellen. You can also find our radio page on Spotlight in the City. Today, we have a lot to talk about. It's a lot that happened during this week. I hope everyone, despite whatever the outcome, you had a great week. You were able to laugh about it. I know I did. With everything that's going on, not only did Trump become president, my dang Falcons lost too. Boy, what a week. But anyway, let's also welcome our boss man from Mr. Rant and Blast himself, Mr. Colin Shaw. Hey, Colin.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
No, you're not feeling well, but thank you for being
here. No, but I'm here.
I know. Today is one of them days, ain't it?
You know, I heard you say your Falcons lost, and we'll get into a little sports news after a while. You know, we don't have to cover it right now. I'm over here checking out my Steelers and the Cowboys, so we'll get into that later. By the time we do sports, this game should be over.
Okay, all right.
But right now, just to give the score update for those that may or may not have that game in their area, Dallas is up 23-18 with a about 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Oh, man. Come on, Steelers. The Falcons need you.
But, yeah, like you just stated, you know, we have to find the humor in what occurred this week. And we hope that everybody that wanted to vote got made it to the polls or voted early, voted absentee. You know, we have to deal with what the outcome now will be. Two cabinet members have been cabinet places have been filled, and
you know
that's what it is.
You know what, Trump? You know what? To be perfectly honest, no. He should not be president, but that's neither here nor there. I'm getting more pissed off and frustrated by the clowns he's surrounding himself with. I mean, come on, dude. At least you could have picked. I thought you were no longer with the establishment. You picking establishment people. Like, come on.
He has to. But he has to. You have to surround. When you have that kind of money, you don't become a multi-billionaire by surrounding yourself with people who don't know more than you. You have to surround yourself with people that know more than you. So, of course, he has to put people in place and in those positions that know government. Because if he surrounds himself with people that don't know government, we're in a world of trouble.
True that.
Right? And so we're also in a world of trouble. We're also in a world of trouble because his, and I'm just going to go there because that's what I do.
Go there.
His main man, David Duke, spoke out this past week. If anyone didn't catch that, David Duke had a lot to say. So
I know
David Duke
did.
Ratted out everybody for the most part. David Duke told on them all. So now we have to deal with that for the next 4 years.
Bring them out.
Yes, most definitely. So if David Duke is talking again, and he's kept a low profile for the last 8.
Yes.
You know everybody that's on Capitol Hill been snitched on.
Man.
And unfortunately, that racism is not only going to seep out, it's been exposed. And that's unfortunate.
It's
better for it to be exposed so that we know how to deal with it. And it's not just swept under the rug.
Here's what I don't want to happen. And it's starting to happen already. People keep saying, well, you have to deal with it. Give him a chance. He's your president now. Show him some respect. Let's unite. But I'm here to go, why once we unite with the 8 years ago. So why now to be the bigger person and I have to calm down and I have to accept him as president and I have to do this? But you couldn't. So at this point, don't tell me how to feel. Don't tell me how to react. Don't tell me how to, because hashtag he is not my president and he will not get that same respect. I mean, he's up there, but he's not my president, and I will never, ever, 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 you will never hear me say President Trump. I mean, that's the first and last time you will hear it.
You make a lot of sense, and you make a great point to that, because everything that he ran on, you're going to see now be broken down, and he's going to go against everything that he ran on and ran for and stood for. So we are now going to watch everything get broken down into tiny little pieces, and you're going to have to see the politician in him now come out, because he has to become a politician. He can't just be a person that decided that wanted to be a president. You get what I'm saying?
He
can't just say, oh, I woke up one day and I decided I wanted to be president. He can't be just civilian that wanted to be president because he had a lot of money. He has to become a real politician now. Okay? So we're done with that.
Mark my words. It's on tape. Save it, download it, repost it. I promise you, by the time this is over with, African American people of color will not be as pissed off with Trump as his Trump supporters. Watch and mark my words.
Of course not. Of course not.
Because it's not going to be what y'all think it's going to be.
Of course not. The people that voted for him are going to be very upset with him, and he probably will only get one term if he makes it through the term.
Yeah, because he's still got to go to court, right?
Well, he's got to go to court. He has the Electoral College still has to meet on December 19th, because even though he's choosing his cabinet, they're not gonna overturn it. I don't believe.
No.
I don't think they're gonna overturn the process, but they still do have to meet to decide if he's fit for the job. That decision has to be made. So there's just some logistical things that need to be taken care of. But I don't believe that we're any worse off with him than we were when we had Bush, or when we had Daddy Bush, or even in the 80s under Reagan, when some of us, a lot of us, at the age we are now, we're even kids. So,
But you know what? I'm not going to even lie. I'm coming out to y'all raw and real. No, I was pissed off, and I said as much, and I was never quiet about the situation. Y'all know me. If you follow me on my page, I talk about everything. I would talk about your greedy grandma if I feel she's doing something wrong. But at the same time, I can sit right here, right now, and say, man, again, he's not my president, but I see this as a silver lining in this. I say, okay, y'all yelling unity, y'all yelling about getting together, y'all yelling about mending and healing and putting together. Put your mouth, shut up, and put up. At this point, let's do this. If y'all couldn't do it for 8 years and y'all decide y'all want to do it now, well, let's run. Let's run it. I want to see some unity. Let's unite. Because if you're going to keep doing all that talking, that's fine. But now it's time to put up or shut up. Let's do this. Let's run it. Let's show these people that we don't need that. We got each other. Now, until y'all start doing that, I don't want to hear it. We got a call. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say the votes don't add up either, and I'll leave it at that. Go ahead and go to your caller.
Okay. Hello, caller. You're 9165. Say some light on who you are. Hello, caller.
Hi, this is Sister Penny.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
This is Sister Kenya. I met you today.
Hi, Sister Kenya. Oh, my God. Thank you for calling in. Thank you. How are you?
I am well.
That's great.
I'm enjoying your show so far. I am enjoying it.
Thank you so much. Well, you know what? Go ahead and tell those people about yourself. You have a show, too. You're on Blog Talk. Let them know what your show is about.
Okay, I'm Sister Kenya, and I have a radio show on Blog Talk Radio Show. Also, it's called Emerging Souls Radio. On Emerging Souls Radio, we focus on positivity of spiritual beings through music and artistry. So whether it be spoken word music or any kind of art that we can share on the media platform, we share it. And we have different topics that we talk about on every episode.
That's great. That's what's up. Colin, this is Sister Kenya. I will discuss her a little later on with you. But I'm so glad she called in. And we definitely will make sure we support your platform because Lord knows we need it. We definitely need it.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
And just to speak to the topic that you all were discussing in regarding to Trump, as a spiritual being, I believe that no matter who's in office, that the Most High will always have his children's back. So if we stay faithful unto God and know that we're taken care of, then all will be well. Even though we have to fight for the right, or we people in the past have fought for our right to vote, it's always good to get out there and vote, but be educated about the system and how it works. Because at the end of the day, they tell us that our vote counts, but in my opinion, it really doesn't. But that's not going to discourage me from the local voting. When we consider the fact that the Electoral College actually putting the president in position, you have to look at it from that perspective, and you can determine for yourself whether you choose to vote for president or not. Actually, I didn't vote for either one, Hillary nor Trump, but I still voted for a presidential candidate because I didn't want to waste my vote. So people need to know their rights. They need to be educated and still know that they don't have to choose the lesser evil. We could have put somebody else in the presidential seat if we knew enough to educate ourselves about those people who are running, because everybody doesn't always have your best interest. And if you want to beat them at their own game, sometimes you need to choose the lesser of the two that they're pushing you to choose.
Right.
See,
yeah. And to me, the most important thing is to vote. You know, make sure you get your local votes in, your senators, your congressmen, your governors, because at the end of the day, for your local area, those are going to be the changes that affect you more quickly than a federal position.
Exactly. And I tell people sometimes, and I know people don't believe me, and to my conscious and awakened and enlightened brothers and sisters, you know, sometimes you have to fight the system with the system. They say you can't fight fire with fire. That's not necessarily true. When a firefighter is trying to put out a forest fire, they burn another fire to control the original fire. So you can fight fire with fire. If you know how to burn hotter than the original fire, or if you are a controlled fire. See, so my whole thing is keep giving us these excuses. I don't want to hear you didn't vote, fine, but I'm not going to put you down for not voting. But I just want people to understand that we have stuff on the bill, like as far as our children's education. Does that not affect? So sitting here telling me my vote don't count, yes, it does count in certain aspects. If you had a win in there and voted for a different senator, then you have somebody from your state that you appreciate, that you like, that will go up to the White House and fight for you. See,
to represent you.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's where you need to start. It starts at home. So if you just stayed away from the polls altogether, then whatever happens in your city, in your town, in your community, you can't say nothing about those changes either because you didn't say anything by going to the polls. So just getting right on this Facebook and doing all that preaching and so is not necessary. Not if you're not going to back it up point blank. And, you know, that's the way I feel about it. But at the same time, you know what? I've learned the power of patience, the power of respect. And at this point, I'm just not going to fight, debate, or argue with anybody. I would hear your side. I would hear you out, and I would ask you to do respect the same thing for me. And at the end of the day, if we're grown and we're mature and we're set on what we believe in, more power to you. I hope that works for you. And at the same day, I hope at the end of the day, I hope you give me the same respect. And that's what it's all about. Again, we yelling unite. People yelling unite now. Well, you unite. You have, that's how you unite. You have to show each other respect, a little compassion, and maybe we can. Maybe this will work.
Agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Are you going to be able to stick
I do. Yes, I can sit in for a while. I just wanted to say to Colin, that's your name, Colin?
Yeah, yes.
I agree definitely with what you guys said earlier that the supporters of Trump are going to be more disappointed than the African-American community. And some of the African-American community did support him too. But so...
Wow.
A lot of people are going to be disappointed because it's not going to be what they thought it will be, but it'll be everything that it should be. You know, he's going to even get a surprise for himself, you know, becoming the politician that he has to become. So
right.
He's going to have to end up making decisions that he didn't think that he was going to have to do. But at the end of the day, his true person, his true being is going to come out because let's not get it twisted. The man is a character. He's an actor.
Yes.
That's what he does. He's been doing that for quite some time. So as far as I'm concerned, he's just been playing a role. And now that he's gotten the position for the role that he's been playing, now he got to do the bid.
He got to put
up. He's a real puppet on the string, for real. Now,
right.
He's a real puppet on the string.
Right.
He's a real puppet.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And he don't have enough billions, and he don't have trillions. You know, so he's going to be that real puppet.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the puppet masters.
Exactly.
Pulling all the strings.
The thing that's so funny, comically ironic for me, is that the fact that they had an episode on The Simpsons years ago, like 10 plus years ago.
I saw that.
And he won. And he won. So that just tells me that they have it set up in their system all along. This is what we're going to do. 10, 15 down the years down the line, we're showing you. But 10, 15 years down the line, you all forget.
They told
and
us.
When you forget, bam, here it is.
Yep. They told us.
You're right.
And
we
didn't pay attention. We had to go back and watch it to see it.
Right.
And it unfolded right before our eyes.
Exactly
and
how
sure enough. Exactly how it happened.
Yeah, the truth is that there are so many things. There are so many things that's like that they show us that we pay no attention to, and then 10, 15, 20 years later, there it is. So we
there
have to be more mindful to realize that the entertainment industry is not just entertainment.
Absolutely.
We have to be able to decipher and see and pay attention to what's being shown
exactly.
Because at the end of the day, they're just, you know, planting seeds. That was a seed planter for us to accept it later, but we still didn't accept it, but still.
Right. But the thing about it, truth be told, if you have the right frame of mind and you are in the entertainment industry, you can use your platform to teach and to mold and you know, to bring the correct knowledge to people. Like, I mean, we have people that does that and they get totally ignored. So I just feel for some of us and preferably, you know, Spotlight will get to the point where people will actually tune in to hear who we celebrate, who we uplift, who we, that's the purpose of the show, is to spotlight those everyday Joes and Joannas that just get totally ignored. Like, we have talented people in our own community where everything we need is right there. We can purchase from each other. We can get services from each other. And to me, it doesn't matter if you black, white, or indifferent. If you have a service that's right there locally in my neighborhood, sure, I would be happy to support you because you're right there. And you, and you have families that you're trying to take care of, and you will probably give me better service than these huge corporations because it's on a more personal level. And so, you know, that's what we need. We just need to highlight those things that's right there in our faces. Speaking of highlighting, if you want to call and speak with us, it's 773-897-6489. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to bring you an artist that we probably haven't heard in years, old school. His name is Camouflage. Poor brother, rest in peace. He died pretty soon, but he had a hit song. He's from Savannah, Georgia, which is the city we will be highlighting. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back with you.
Lady, kick out the mama. Come out. What's your name, man?
I got a man.
You got a man. Oh, your name, you got a man? All right. I'm Camouflage. Hey. Yeah, Camouflage. Hey. Hey. I don't even want to be a man. Mama, what's your name? I'ma get straight to the point. I ain't with no games and I wanna be your friend. You got some baby in a pen, hit a player up. I come through on you and slide in. Or you got a man? Well, that's cool. I ain't trying to be that. Cut friends, you never been with me and you can be that. I ain't kissing and telling like yelling, baby. We can keep it on the down. Low, you down for what I'm down for? Late night creeping, your man won't even suspect you cheating. And if I see you in the streets, I ain't looking to speaking. But when we beating, we freaking and that's for show. Oh, and we can keep it on the low. Ain't nobody got to know. Tell her daddy that you're going out with your home girl, cause tonight me and you gon' get off in our own world. Get a sweet, blow on a sweet, tear up the sheets, and if you wanna, we can do this here again next week.
See, you and I on the low.
Mama, what happened?
Ain't you
I be rapping. I'm about to forget all that yapping and put your number on the nap and let me call ya. Ecstasy's with your sweet alcohol. And if they're in right in the mm type, baby, I'll call ya.
Oh, I got a man.
That's cool. I see his name tattooed on your inner. Here go my beeper number. Just hit me and we can roll out. Get rolled out. Get a mode out. 204 real low. Nobody got to know. Park your horn in Walmart. Walk a lot of front of the store. Jump in with me. Hit the highway to the room we go. Oh, no. I need to get a box of so I can get that. Then jump in the covers, shower up and drop you off so you can get with your lover. Call me up later, baby girl, when you're ready to cut up. Get hit the smash off in the wind. Hey, little mama, let's play.
Let's be cut, you and I on the low.
Sorry if I'm too explicit. Visions of you without no clothes on, got me dizzy. I like your size, the look in your eyes, that thing between your thighs. Can I push inside? Do you wanna roll with me? Hit off the mold with me, freak from the bed to the flow with me. But no hiccups, forget your man, you're with a player tonight. We can pop a couple of bottles just to make it right. And after that, I'ma try to break your back, hit you from the back, make you feel it in your stomach, ask you how you love that. Me and you ducked off, getting out of the soft. Cut off your cellular phone, girl, let's get lost.
La 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 la.
camouflage. Born and raised in Savannah, Georgia. Have either one of you been to Savannah?
Yeah, I have been to Savannah. I love Savannah. It's so lovely out there.
Oh, I went to Savannah just this year with some girlfriends of mine. We did a bus trip for St. Patrick's Day. Shout out to the Get Drunk crew. Boy, I said we had a ball. Oh, my God. I think the road trip was a little bit better than actually being there. But it was so many people there. And Savannah is so pretty. Well, let me give you a little history of Savannah. It says Savannah was Savannah's recorded history begins in 1733. It said that's the year General James Oglethorpe and the 120 passengers of the good ship Anne landed on a bluff high along the Savannah River in February. Oglethorpe named the 13th and final American colony, Georgia, after England's King George II. Savannah became its first city. So Savannah is Georgia's day one. I didn't know that. Honestly, I did not know that. You ever been to
I believe it was.
I have not been to Savannah.
You have been to Savannah?
No, I haven't been. I've only been to Atlanta. And there's a couple more cities that I've been through. I can't remember them because I haven't been to Georgia since I was a child, actually.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm long overdue for a trip to Georgia.
Yes, you are. Most definitely. We need to get you back out here.
Yes. Yes. My grandfather was born and raised in Georgia.
Oh, was it what part?
For a brief time. I would be lying if I said I knew. Because he actually, he was raised down there until I think he was like 11 or 12, I believe, and then he moved to Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So I would be lying if I said I knew which city in Georgia. I know it's not Savannah, though. I know that much. But, and I don't want to say Atlanta because I'm actually not sure, but I know it's a small town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Savannah has a lot of, there's a lot of myths and stories. Like, one of my favorite books I ever read was the book called, now I might say it wrong, I think it was called The Midnight Between Good and Evil. The book was awesome. The movie was good, but the book was off the chain. And boy, it makes me want to just be there to see if I can see any of that stuff go down in Savannah. But you know, it has a reputation. You know, Paula Deen down there. So
right, yeah.
I don't know if I want to visit her location. I heard her food is banging, though, so I'm good on that.
You know, I love the cooking. When I did come down there, I never forget the cooking. The peaches, of course, y'all known as the Peach State. And
yep.
There was something else down there. There's another food down there when, you know, we had the conversation last week. There was something else, not just the barbecue and stuff, but there was another, it wasn't a fruit, but there was another food down there in Georgia. And I can't remember it right now, but I remember it as a kid.
The pecan pies?
Yes, there it is. The pecan pies in Georgia are probably my second to Texas. Gotta be second to Texas. I'm sorry. To me, it's probably second to Texas. I saw a few pecan trees when I was down there passing through. So I gotta say Georgia's probably second to Texas with the pecan tree.
Right.
So peaches and pecans in Georgia, yeah, can't go wrong.
And the crazy part is we don't even sell the most peaches.
which is amazing. That is amazing.
I think I've seen more peach trees in, I think, was it North Carolina or South Carolina? It was somewhere there I saw more peach trees than I did here. And I was like, well, why are we called a peach state? I mean, I guess because we used to. If you want to learn more about Savannah, you can follow Visit Savannah on Instagram. And if you just look them up, just the exact how it's spelled, Visit Savannah, you can find out all the things you want to know about Savannah. They'll have, like, a lot of the real estate and the things that goes on in there. You know, it's over there by the water. So I know we're going to do another bus trip to them in March because I can't wait to go. Yes, they have the hottest bars there and the best drinks. Woo woo!
Well, y'all enjoy that. I wish I could make that. Too far away.
Well, if you are from Savannah, Georgia, just give us a call at 773-897-6489. Shout out some of your businesses. Just let us know what's going on in Savannah. I do want to give a shout out to our guest from last week, Miss Boss Lady. What's up, lady? She has an event coming up soon here. Actually, she's from Macon, but she has an event coming up soon here in Atlanta. As soon as I find the information, I'll share that with you guys. It's a party at the mansion on, hold on, let me see. I think it's on Thanksgiving. So after you get full, you can go to the mansion. It's a party and a fashion show. It's on Saturday, November the 26th. It starts at 5 p.m. until, so I guess the party don't stop until you stop. It's a cover charge of $20, and they say to dress to impress. So make sure you come on out. I know I'm going to try to be there in the place. Again, shout out to Miss to Boss Lady. Love her, love her, love her. She's on a mission to put Macon on the map, and we're going to do what we can to help her with that. Also, a big shout out to Miss Sharonda. She owns a flea market in Macon. And if you have a business here in Atlanta and you're looking to expand, I highly suggest you look her up. I will have the information on the Spotlight in the City page. That's coming up soon. Also, make sure you tune in to us on tomorrow. Check out our social media page, where it's Model Monday. If you're a fashion designer, if you own a clothing store, boutique, if you are a model, make sure you tag us, Model Monday. Follow the Spotlight and let us know who you are, and we'll be happy to promote you. Did anybody watch Saturday Night Live last night and saw Dave Chappelle?
You know, I wasn't feeling that well, and I fell asleep on it, and we get it early. We get it at 10 o'clock. Well, I got satellite TV, so I get it at 10. I couldn't stay up. I didn't think to record it. I wanted to see it. So I'm going to have to go on YouTube and check it out. But a lot of people said it was pretty hilarious.
Yes, if you watch nothing else, watch that monologue. It was awesome. It was so, I mean, it was great. And I, you know what? It's time for Dave Chappelle. This is the perfect time for him to be back because he reminds me of George Carlin. It's funny, but they be telling you the truth at the same time, the hard truth. And that's what everybody needs to hear these days. Black, white, it doesn't matter. He was
absolutely
on the money.
We
I didn't watch
the show.
Yeah, if we choose to accept it, you know how things goes these days. You know, people believe their truth to be the only truth. So
yeah, but we need to hear the truth. Some people are still not ready for that, and we need the truth. You know,
that's
we need real. We need the truth. Some people still want that watered down, sugar coated microwave truth. We don't need that. We need what's real. You know, we you know can't have that.
What you think about that, Sister Kenya?
Well, I wasn't able to watch it last night, but I am looking for it so I can see it. I heard about it. But I'm definitely interested because I love Dave Chappelle, and I believe he's one of the most rawest truth tellers in the comedic field that's not afraid of the industry to speak the truth and share with the people in a way that will be hilarious and make us laugh. So I'm interested in seeing what his little skit was about and how what he spoke about.
Right. Well, I did find the monologue on someone else had posted. As a matter of fact, Saturday Night Live had posted his monologue, and I shared it on my page. So whenever you get a chance, you just want to at least see the monologue. It is on my page. And what he said was just right. And it, he just ended it off. He said, I'll give Donald Trump a chance if he do this, he give us the same respect. And at this point, I have come to realize it doesn't matter who's in office. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So we just have to, like you said, keep the faith, believe in a higher power, and just stand on that. And it doesn't matter who's in office. It really just doesn't.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go another break. This next artist, everybody know Big Boy from Outkast. Yes, 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 he's originally from Savannah. And when we come back, we will get into those sports and I guess talk about other things. We'll be right back with you in just a few moments.
I keep it playing, watch some juice to play it safe. Boy, check the resume, it's risky business and the A. I keep it playing, watch some juice to play it safe. Boy, check the resume, it's risky business and the A. And the A. Just silent hope from the birthplace of MLK where everything ain't okay, but KKK, ayy!
I'm on Malcolm and Martin. Come get some, be a target. Standing in the kitchen with the AK, AK, ain't the shot.
I keep it playing, watch some juice to play it safe. Boy, check the ransom, me, it's risky business than the A. I keep it playing, watch some juice to play it safe. Boy, check the ransom, me, it's risky business than the A.
Let go.
Premises, if you wanna play with death, you get stung like the crocodile hunter. Got the racks like
that's Savannah Ohm, big boy, representing the A. Once again, you're in live with Spotlight in the City. We have Colin Shaw, Mr. Rant and Blast himself, and we have a guest who's hanging out with us this evening, and I'm so glad she's here with us this evening. Sister Kenya, thank you. Here?
Yes.
I'm so glad to have you. I thought it was just going to be me and Colin tonight. People are not calling in.
It's all good. It's always what it should be. You just go with the flow of it, and it will be great every time.
Remember what we talked about earlier today? I'm good. You know what? I even told Colin, I said, look, I'm not in the mood. I'm not feeling it. It's going to be a short show. We almost did up this hour and 30 minutes. I'm good. I'm happy. I'm okay. It is what it is. I'm not here just to talk. I'm here because I want to shed light on stuff. So whoever's listening, thank you. And if you'd like to call in and talk to us, 773-897-6489. Oh, and coming to you next week, my son, my baby boy, will be my co-host. Covington, Georgia, if you're listening, we're coming your way. So make sure you tune in to that. I'm excited about that show. I don't care if it's just me and him holding the conversation.
All our shows are exciting no matter what, whether it's Spotlight in the City, Body Style and Grace, Rant and Blast, and our new show, which will be coming up in the near future, our All Sports Talk Radio show. So we're coming together. We still got time. It's the holiday season, so you know, people gearing up for that. And once the holidays are over, we'll ramp up one more time and we'll get it going. You know, so it's just a matter of time.
Shout out to my sister, Miss Body. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. Her show is 10 p.m. on the East Coast. Body Style and Grace. She's a beautiful, beautiful spirit. So make sure you tune in for her show tomorrow night. And of course, Mr. Rant and Blast, what is your show topic? Just to get people thinking, what is your show topic for this week?
Oh boy, Tuesday, I need everybody, please tune in on Tuesday, because what I got for y'all, we gotta help the children. The topic on Tuesday is a matter of grades. Why do our youth have trouble reading? That's the topic. It's a matter of grades. Why do our youth have trouble reading? That's the topic on Tuesday.
I'm there.
So if everybody could tune in and let's have the discussion. 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 on the East, 8 Central, 7 Mountain. And let's have the discussion about helping our children, you know, become better readers and better at everything that they want to do and should do when it comes to reading and becoming better at the things that need to get them where they need to go.
Ooh, especially now, because they've been all this week, I have been totally, totally disappointed in our kids. Oh my God. But you know what? For them to be that young, to be doing the stuff that they're doing, that's their parents' fault. They're sitting around watching their parents at Plum Foods. So now these kids out here telling other children they need to build a wall you and your family getting ready to be deported. I don't have to talk to you because you, it's Lord Jesus. Yes, help our children. Help our children.
You know, yeah, and it's very disappointing to, you know, to hear stuff like that. And, you know, at the end of it all, we gotta do something to help facilitate these changes, you know. And what brought on this particular episode for me was the scandal at the University of North Carolina. And, you know, more so it starts out when they're little. You know,
yeah.
Education starts at home. It doesn't start when they go to daycare. It doesn't start when they go to kindergarten or first grade. It starts at home. So if you're not teaching your child how to read at home, don't get mad when your child brings home a D or an F in reading and you're expecting the school to do it. You got to teach them at home first, and that's the basis of the show.
Exactly. Because, I didn't even know that there was a scandal going on. So Tuesday, I would definitely tune in so I can hear about that because I didn't know it was something going on as far as that was concerned. But speaking of children, Spotlight in the City is happy to announce that we have one community partner that we will begin working with. We're knocking out the kinks, but until then, I would like to announce the By Faith Foundation. And this foundation, spearheaded by Miss Alethea By Faith Spears, you can find them on Facebook. Again, the name of the organization is a 501c3 organization called By Faith Foundation. And they totally rely on the help of the community. So right now, they are doing a fundraiser. If you just go to their page, you can find all the things you want because if you shop through Amazon, you can help their organization through Amazon. That information, again, is on their page. I'm going to share all their information on the Spotlight in the City page. They have events coming up. They plan on giving away Thanksgiving baskets this year. So if you know anyone that is in need and would like to suggest a family to be a recipient of one, please make sure you send an email to byfaithfoundationinc@gmail.com. And that's BYFAITH foundationinc, all one word, @gmail.com. Again, they want to give Thanksgiving baskets out this year to families in need. Make sure you check them out with that. Again, the name of their foundation is By Faith Foundation. Make sure you look them up and hook them up because she works with children. That's why I love her. She works with kids. Kids are volunteers. So, yes, make sure you help her in that organization. Now, she does financial planning with the kids and she's doing it big with the children, so just make sure you tune in to that. So she is our shining star for this week. Unfortunately, no, she's not from Savannah, but she's in Georgia, and we are working with Georgia this month. So I'm happy to announce her. Oh, and it looks like we have someone else on the line. If you want to talk to us, make sure you hit the number, hit the 1 to speak to us. Caller with the last digits 1470. Shine some light on who you are. No caller. Well, I guess they just want to listen. But yes, thank you for listening in. We appreciate that. Colin, you got our list ready for sports?
Unfortunately, I do. And I say unfortunately because I'm going to start out with some breaking news. Sports scores. Breaking news. My Steelers lost.
No!
35-30. Game went back and forth in the second half. And we lost
we lost 35-30 to Dallas, and my Steelers are now 4-5 on the year, and Dallas won on a last second touchdown. Also, the Dolphins, they beat the Chargers as they ran back an interception for a touchdown. The Chargers have lost every game by 7 points or less this year. So that game just ended. Tennessee blew out the Green Bay Packers in an upset, 47-25. Washington beat Minnesota 26-20. Tampa Bay blew out Chicago 36-10.
What?
Kansas City. Yes, yes. Tampa Bay blew out Chicago. Your least favorite team got beat today. On a last second field goal, Kansas City beat Carolina 20-17. Your favorite team, they lost today. They didn't even show up. They lost 24-15. In the lowest scoring game of the day, the Los Angeles Rams beat the New York Jets 9-6. All field goals in that game. Denver blocked a field goal as New Orleans was trying to win the game, and Denver won 25-23. Houston beat Jacksonville 24-21. Arizona hung on to beat San Francisco 23-20. Thursday night, Baltimore beat up on Cleveland. So Cleveland is now 0-10, so their chances of going 0-16 are looking a whole lot better.
Come on, Cleveland.
And tonight's game, New England plays Seattle in a rematch of the Super Bowl from a couple of years ago. And tomorrow's night's game on Monday night has Cincinnati going to play the New York Giants in the Meadowlands. So that's your sports rundown. And college basketball has started, so we look forward to a great college basketball season where most – of the analysts have picked Duke to win the national championship this year, but I don't think that's going to happen.
You don't think so?
No. And everybody's ragging on me on Facebook right now.
Yeah, I see.
About my Steelers losing because I said they were going to blow out the Cowboys, which they did.
So, and nothing wrong with going hard for your team. Ain't nothing wrong. At least y'all got rings.
We got 6 rings. Let's be clear. My team has 6 rings to the Cowboys, 5.
I said clear. Rings. Plural. That's what's up.
But hey, you know, it's only good fun. We sit back as fans and we watch and we enjoy it.
You know we do. You know we gonna love them anyway. No matter what happens, we still gonna love them. despite it all, we still gonna love them. Well,
absolutely.
I mean, so were there any basketball scores today?
Say it one more time.
I said, were there any basketball scores today?
Let's check on basketball. Basketball has been such a fun season so far. Anthony Davis in the NBA set a record last night where he was the first player in NBA history with 300 points, 100 rebounds, and 30 blocks in the first 10 games of the season. And typically on Sunday, the NBA has an early game, so I'm checking for NBA scores. There was some college earlier today, but let me see what the NBA had. NBA had Cleveland beat Charlotte 100-93. In the second quarter right now, Orlando's up 48-33 on Oklahoma City. And right now, Minnesota is up on the Lakers 52-41 in the second quarter. And there were a ton of college games. North Carolina won 97-57 over Tennessee Chattanooga. And Kentucky, I'm getting the highlights right now. They should have blown out Canisius A lot of it's, you know, cupcakes playing playing a lot of the big schools.
Kentucky was playing who? Like, who is that?
Kentucky played Canisius, a team out of New York. They're actually beating them by 26 right now, or actually 29. It's 91-62. Kentucky's ranked number 2. And like I said before, North Carolina, ranked number 6, beat Chattanooga by 40, 97-57.
Oh, yeah.
And UCLA is ranked number 16. They play, I have no idea who they're playing. It doesn't even, they play Cal State Northridge at 6 o'clock for about an hour. And then there's just a bunch of small schools that play later. Bunch of unknowns.
Right. Clearly. Like,
the unknown. We don't care about the unknowns right now until March Madness.
Like, who they playing? Who? Oh, and I love March Madness because, first of all, I don't know who any of most of these teams are, but I get into March Madness solely so I can do the brackets. I love
Absolutely.
Doing the brackets. Oh, the brackets are so fun. Although I suck at it, it's just fun to do it. Like, yeah, this team gonna win because I like that uniform, and this team gonna win.
You'd be amazed at the number of people out here in Vegas, you know, that are non-bettors that actually bet and win that way, picking uniforms and team colors, and you know that people actually win. Like,
I'm not surprised.
It's amazing.
People be having systems. These systems they have.
Yeah. And I play the numbers. You know, here are the odds, and I'm looking at numbers and stats, and I can't hit the backside of a barn. People are picking colors and uniforms and mascots, and they're winning. And I'm like, okay, whatever works, you know. Whatever works for you, you go for it.
That's right. That's right. I have another announcement to give. November the 19th. Is that this? Yeah, the end of this week. November the 19th. Pastor Vanda Ray Jackson. She's an author. This woman can sing her face off. In case you listened to my very first show, she was the one that blessed the show for us. She has a book out now called Wounded But Not Defeated. She will be doing a book signing Saturday, November the 19th, 2016, from 1:30 to 3 p.m. At Inman Park Coffee, and that's on 240 North Highland Avenue. If you haven't purchased her book yet, I highly suggest you do. The book can be purchased at www.vandaray.com. You can also purchase her music there as well. She has big things coming up in the future. She's getting ready to put out a play. She's also getting ready to do a conference. So make sure you tune in for that. I work with her, and we got things coming up. So make sure you be on the lookout for Jack Soul Records. We got big things coming up. It's a record label. So if you're an independent artist out there, positive music, uplifting music, don't necessarily have to be Christian gospel music. We just want to put positive messages out there for the people. So if you have that, make sure you hit me up at spotlightinthecity@gmail.com, or you could contact me at jacksonrecords@gmail.com. We got those things coming up. Colin, anything else you got coming up anytime soon for Rant and Blast or Zodiac Entertainment?
No, just check us out this week. Check us out on Facebook, Rant and Blast. Like our page. You can find me on Instagram under Highly Skilled 426, as I make a lot of our posts and shares there in regards to our shows, Spotlight in the City, Body Style and Grace, Rant and Blast, and that's pretty much it for right now.
You know, check us out Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, soon to be Saturday. And keep sharing, keep listening. Tell your friends, family, coworkers about us.
And yeah, you can listen to any of our shows here on blogtalkradio.com.
Yes.
They will have all of our shows, past, present, past and present. You can listen to our shows there. If you missed us this evening or if you can't make the show tomorrow night, you can always listen to the repeat. You can catch us there.
That's right. We post about them. We let you know about the archives. And if anybody wants to have their businesses promoted, you can hit us up in regards to that. If you want to co-host the show, if you are looking to get out there and be a part of a show, you can contact us for that as well. There's plenty of opportunities for anybody that's trying to get into radio, get into music, get into business. You know, please contact myself, contact Kim via Facebook. You can contact me at ColinShaw@rantandblast.com. You know, plenty of opportunity, plenty of ways. We are a business. This is not just a hobby for us. This is legit. We're just out here creating opportunities.
Yes, yes.
Next level.
Definitely. We putting each other out there, helping each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Again, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night to for Miss Body on Body, Style, and Grace. Positivity up. Empowerment, upliftment, and it's not just for women, fellas. You could tune in to her show as well.
Do. Yes.
Yeah.
She has
the
guys
wait.
On there.
Right.
Tomorrow's show is going to be awesome. She has a show which, you know, it is for the men as well. You know, she's doing the show on, the title is called How to Wear Your Curves. So women tune in, men tune in. You know, and we just keep plugging these shows out, pumping these shows out week in and week after week, week in and week out. You know, so just tune in every week. We got something new, something different, and we keep improving.
Exactly. Again, if you follow me on social media, Monday through Friday, we do shout-out days. On Monday is Model Monday. Again, I repeat, if you are a model or an aspiring model, you are a fashion designer, if you are a boutique, even if you you have a beauty salon, if you sell hair, you know, let me know. We'll be happy to shout you out. And people, these are free shout-outs. You know, everybody is on Instagram is now charging you. I'm giving you days to shout you out, put you out there. Make sure you follow me and like me and hug me and speak to me.
Yeah, who don't like free? Come on, y'all. Free.
Especially all the businesses out there. We are available on Wednesday. I do Business Crush Wednesdays. Like, whatever business you have out there, let us know about them because, you know, that's what we're here for. We're here to spotlight you. We're here to highlight you. Any organizations out there, nonprofit or for-profit, whatever the case may be, if you're helping the community, we would love to shine some light on you. So make sure you get in contact with us. You can hit me up in my inbox on Facebook. You can send me an email. Or you can just leave a message on Spotlight in the City. We'll be happy to work with you. We'll be happy to get your information out there. This is for the community. It's for y'all. This is for y'all. It's not just me. It's not about me. It's about y'all. I'm just a beaconette. I'm just trying to shine a light on you guys out there. That's pretty much really all I got for this week. Again, Sister Kenya, I know you said you've been, you know, you haven't really did, you know, a show lately, but if people want to hear past shows, what's the name of your show again?
The name of the show is Emerging Souls Radio. You can find us on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Emerging Souls Radio. And you can find us on Blog Talk and find any of the previous shows. We try to post usually weekly, but for the last month or so, life has happened. So we've only posted like one or two shows within the last month. But there are plenty of shows to go back and listen to, so you can check us out. Emerging Souls Radio.
Okay. All right. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Check her out again next week. Covington, Georgia. We're coming for you. We're looking for businesses. We're looking for callers to call in. Let us know what's happening in Covington. I stayed in Covington briefly. It's all right. It's Covington. I'm a city girl. I love being here in Atlanta, but you know, it's a lot of people that like being out there in the suburbs. But Covington got a nice little a busy area too, so I'm quite sure it's a lot that we need to learn. They do a lot of filming in Covington. Now, if you're an actor or actress, Covington really is the place to be if you're trying to get into the business. Because I think my son was telling me that they was it The Walking Dead? It was one of those shows that they filmed out there. Covington was also where they filmed the show, oh God, that had Carol O'Connor in it and the black dude. I can't think of the name of the show right now. But I will have
In the Heat of the Night?
Yes.
Old school. That's old school. Yeah.
I couldn't get it out. I couldn't see. Yeah, but they were filming that in part of that in Covington too. So if you really into acting and stuff, that's where you need to be because they do a lot of filming out that way. So we'll have that information for you next week too. So yeah, make sure you tune in and out again. Savannah, so yeah, you know, I can only give so much information about Savannah. Again, if
can
you want to know
more,
go ahead.
When I went to Savannah, I was in the Tybee Island area, and I love this restaurant. It's called Sweet Spice. It's a Jamaican restaurant. I love Jamaican food, but it's one of the best Jamaican restaurant spots in the city near there. Most people, when they visit, like I visited, and somebody else told me about it. They was like, if you go, you got to try this place, and it was really good. I loved it. It's called Sweet Spice.
Sweet Spice. Okay. Shout out to Sweet Spice.
They have a Facebook. They have a page, Facebook page too.
I'm getting ready to look them up too. Yep. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I'm flashing. Yeah, Tybee Island. I haven't visited there, but I heard it's a real nice spot. So, did you like Tybee Island?
I loved it. I love being near the water, so the whole Savannah scene and all that was great for me. Actually, Savannah reminds me of New Orleans, which is where I'm from. So it was like I was at home. I like being there. I like being near the water. I like the beach, and I like the historical area of Savannah. It was beautiful, very beautiful.
Right.
And the food is good.
But you know what? The food, and you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. The food in Savannah does kind of remind you of New Orleans because they had these, and I'm bringing it up again. I mean, Georgia, it's a thing. It's a thing. They had these pecan pralines in Savannah.
Right.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. Oh, they were just heaven. I loved it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, their food is like Savannah. We went to a seafood restaurant. Now, ooh, if you're going to eat seafood, anywhere that's close to water is the best place to get seafood from. And they had,
right.
The food there was just off the chain. It was just great.
Mm-hmm.
And it was filling, and it was the best thing ever. So, yeah, I'm going to have to make my way out to Tybee Island. I haven't been there yet, but I have been to Savannah. I've even been – I went to Brunswick, Georgia, which is not that far from Savannah. I think that's like maybe right. I think it was either county. I don't know. But it's not that far from Savannah. And when I saw palm trees, I was like, wait a minute.
Right.
Are we still in Georgia?
Yes, it's beautiful.
So, yeah, it is real beautiful down there. And they kind of do funerals and stuff in Savannah like they do in New Orleans. So, I recommend you get a chance, get out there. Again, like I said, my girl, she's doing a bus trip. Again, I will post that on my Spotlight in the City Facebook page. But she's doing a bus trip for St. Patrick's Day to Savannah in March. And I'm telling you, it's a blast. It's real good fun, real good people. It's a quick day trip. Or I think she even have overnight packages. We did a day trip last time. This time, I think we're going to do overnight because we just didn't do everything we wanted to do when we were there. So definitely check that out. Was there anything else you needed to add, Colin?
No, nothing for me to add. I'm ready to travel after I get situated next year. You know, I got a couple weeks. I got some things I got to get situated first.
Well, trust me, I understand. Yeah, because traveling, sometimes when you go on vacation, you have to take a break from the vacation that you went on.
Yeah. So, you know, I just got to get the A-OK.
That's so true. Well, I guess we're going to end the show for this evening. Again, thank you, Sister Kenya, for calling in and joining us and hanging out with us this evening. You got to do it again. We really like your company.
I will. Thank you for letting me know about it. I enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. And again, our next show coming up is Body Style and Grace on Monday night, and we also have Rant and Blast on Tuesday night, and then we are off the air until Saturday. So you're not going to do the sports show?
No, it's delayed. We're delayed right now.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, then you'll get me again next Sunday.
Yep, back to you next Sunday.
But for now, make sure you tune in Monday and Tuesday for Body Style and Grace and Rant and Blast. And I just want to put it out there. Take care of yourselves. And when you do that, once you take care of yourself, you'll look to take care of each other, because these are trying times. And if you don't have something that grounds you, I'm not the person to tell you who and what to believe in. I know who I believe in. I believe in God, and I do believe in Jesus. So that's how I'm able to get mad, get okay, and laugh at stuff, because I can move on from it. And I still love everybody, despite if you don't think how I think. I just have an issue with people who try to play on other people's intelligence. You know, if you're going to come at me with the truth. And that's all everybody really expects. Some of us who can handle the truth, you know, if you know better, do better. Don't just have the information and the knowledge and slap people with it. Teach people, help each other with it. You know, God didn't give you that information for you to use it against someone. He gave you that information for you to help somebody, to teach somebody, to show love to somebody else by giving out that information. So if you have it, share it. Don't use it as a tool. And I see that go on a lot. People find something out and they, well, I know this and you don't know that, so you a sheep, you a follower, you not woke because you don't know what I know, and that's not how it's supposed to be done. If you're an enlightened person, enlightened people do not shed dark, shine darkness on someone else because they have, because they're lit. If you're lit, you shine light on somebody else as well. And that's what it's all about. Do you have any closing words, Sister Kenyon?
I think you said it all. I just want to say, to add with what you said, just spread love and shining your light. If you're shining the light, there's some love in it. So peace, love, and happiness to everybody.
Ooh, yes. Namaste. 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 And then, you know, there's nothing wrong with debate. Debates are good. You know, if you're listening to actually understand the next person and not listening to just the response, you know, maybe somebody did find some information that you were not able to find. And then, again, you don't have to take them at their word. Go and do your own research. It's too much information, and I tell people this all the time. It's way too much information out there for people to say, I don't know. I do not accept that statement anymore. I don't know is not something you can use. I laugh because the way I am, the way I jump on Google, it could be something real simple or silly. But I'll go to Google real quick and just to see different. I don't go by what's first because the first thing they give you is Wikipedia, and I can't stand Wikipedia.
That's the first
information that pop up. But if you learn how to, you know, do your research, when I was a kid and I was growing up and we had schoolwork, and when I didn't feel like looking for the answers, I used to run to my dad. And I'd be like, Dad, I'll ask him the question. And he'll be like, there's encyclopedias, there's a thesaurus, and there's a dictionary. You're going to find the answer yourself. Look it up. That was my dad's favorite answer to all my questions. Look it up. So that's the same advice I'm going to pass on to somebody else. Look it up. Even if somebody do get on here and say something and it makes sense to you, but look it up, back it up, put facts out there. Stop. And, what I'm going to do is put a list of these sites that you guys need to stop regurgitating this information that y'all see because y'all following the clickbait by reading titles and not reading what's really going on. Half of these sites are fake sites. Y'all are reading these fake sites. Y'all are passing on this information. Y'all making this information as viral. Do you not know that that's how Big Brother determined what information to keep putting out there? Is y'all feeding them the information to put out there? Probably not reiterating stuff unless you research it. I got caught up a couple of times, and I went back and read the information. And then some of the stuff, it's 2 and 3 years old that people are putting out there as facts for today. No, research your stuff. Just research. Look it up. That's my advice for today. Kim is done fussing. I just want everybody to have a great and blessed weekend. Again, November the 19th, if you're available, come join us for the book signing for author Vanda Rae Jackson. You can find out more about Vanda Rae Jackson on Facebook and Instagram under the name Vanda Rae. It will be the Vanda Rae Show, or you can find out more about her on Instagram, which is Vanda Rae. Again, thank you so much, Sister Kenya, for joining us this evening. We'll talk because I think we can get things rolling for you again. And Colin, always there for me. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nah, thank you. I appreciate everything you've been doing. And, you know, next level, you're going straight to the top.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And feel better. Hope you feel better soon.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, beautiful people, we will leave you tonight with one, our final artist from Savannah, Georgia. Her name is Mary Davis, and she's with the SOS Band. Or if our old school people out there know who, y'all know SOS Band, but that was a party band back then. We're leaving you out tonight with Mary Davis and her crew, the SOS Band, with Take Your Time. Take your time, y'all. That's my message. Take your time. Do it right. Let's get this together. And again, thank you guys for a wonderful show. Tune in next week for Spotlight in the City in Covington, Georgia. Until then, be blessed and have a wonderful week. Good night, y'all.